Lawyer of lacking credibility. Sir Richard Branson is also named, but a spokesperson claims Sarah Ransom admitted in 2019 to inventing the tapes. The Duke of York strenuously denies any wrongdoing. Downing Street says Rishi Sunak would back an investigation into stripping the former post office boss of her CBE over the Horizon scandal. Ministers are discussing how to clear the names of hundreds of former staff wrongly convicted of fraud. One of them, Lee Castleton, is also awaiting compensation.
I'm not saying huge amounts of money or anything like that. I'm just talking about replacing what was taken, really. Nobody's asking for anything other than that. We're not that type of people, otherwise we wouldn't have been postmasters in the first place.
Franz Beckenbauer, who led West Germany to World Cup glory as both a captain and manager, has died at the age of 78. He was widely regarded as one of the best players in the game's history. Anti-discrimination charity Sporting Equals says Yorkshire would undermine the progress cricket's made on racism if Colin Graves is reinstated as chairman. He's leading the takeover bid, which is expected to be confirmed tomorrow. The club's admitted to failing to address racism during part of his time in charge. Former player Azim Rafiq initially raised the issues.
I'm struggling to put into words, you know, how disappointed and angry I feel about the whole situation. And, you know, cricket continues to say all the right things, but when it comes to actions, there's little tangible action that's actually going to get us to a place where cricket becomes a safe place.
There could be more drilling for oil and gas in the North Sea if MPs vote through new legislation tonight. Some of Rishi Sunak's MPs are against it, though. Currently, new licences can only be given every 5 years. And a private lunar spacecraft which landed from the US, launched from the US, has suffered an anomaly. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's Monday, 6 p.m. Under the Radar on Phoenix FM. Welcome to another edition of Under the Radar with me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix FM. Playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week this week comes from Sprints from Dublin with their debut album. Also got a return of Shed 7 with their first album for 6 years. Got some local music coming up in a minute from Georgia Crandon. Also got The Vaccines. The return of EMF. More Last Dinner Party ahead of their new album. Bill Ryder Jones ahead of his album. Also the return of Jack Panarty. But on this, we're coming to you live from the studio. A very cosy studio, very cold and snowy outside. But I'm very cosy inside. And we're going to kick off 2024 with Shed 7. And it's their first album for 6 years. It's called A Matter of Time. And this is the song I'm playing tonight. I'm going to play one from next week as well. This is called Let's Go. 2024, Let's Go.
Let's go! I turned around, yeah, they shot me down, and they told me to go home.
Local artist there, that is Georgia Crandon and her brand new single Told Me To Go Home from her self-titled album, which at the moment you can only buy on a physical release. It's not on the downloads services yet. She has been in the studio before. We're going to try and get her in later this year when that album is fully released to the world. And as I said earlier, we're combining new releases that have come out since my last live new release show, which was back on December the 11th now. So anything that's come out since then, I've sort of compiled and playing them all tonight. But to be honest, I've got quite a lot that came out on Friday, so not going harking back too much. Also looking forward to this Friday, a couple of albums that are coming out I'm looking forward to, including this one from Spencer Segalov and Great Paintings. Album is called You're a Lighthouse, I Am at Sea, and this track is going to be on it. It's called Couples Therapy.
kind of sadness, a kind that I cannot describe. I get so wrapped up in the madness, stare out the window, stay inside. I scroll for hours, stare at nothing, rotting my brain and wasting time. I try my best to be productive, but I can't seem to get it right.
That's a new name to the show. That is Lily Hayne from New York, and a track called Wrapped Up, which is going to be on her debut album, Fatal Flaws, which is out on February the 9th. Now we've got a bit of exclusive. This is a new single from Amateur Ornithologist. It's not out until this Friday, and Daniel tells me this is probably going to be the radio debut of this track. It's called Time to Talk. It's going to be on their album Hide, which is out on the 19th of January.
To connect.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That was Monoscopes from Padova in Italy, and a band formed by Paolo Mioni from the legendary cult Italian band Jennifer Gentle, and that is called The Electric Muse, and it's going to be on their album Encyclopedia, which is coming out soon. Next, we've got a new name to the show. This is Ratbag, who I know absolutely nothing about. There's not a lot online about Ratbag. It's a bit of a Gorillaz thing going on as well when you look at the band members, if you go onto the website. But this track is called Rot in Love, and it's from an EP, Why Aren't You Laughing? The Vaccines and Heartbreak Kid, and that is going to be on their new album, Pickup, Full of Pink Carnations, which is out this Friday, so there'll be more from that album next week. Now we've got a new one from Lucy Gaffney. I really want to see Lucy live this year. Hasn't happened up to now. This is a new one which came out straight after Christmas. This is called Locked Up, Never Fade. She calls my name, she calls my name.
true. Do I convey the honesty that rivals yellow roses?
Yeah.
That's a new name to the show. That's Radio Free Alice from Melbourne in Australia. We're going to hear a lot more from them this year. And that track is the title track from their EP, Waste of Space. And in a minute, we've got the return of EMF with some new music from them. But first of all, we've got Kat Ryan. And this is from an EP which came out straight after the Christmas break. It's entitled Kings of the World. And this is on it. It's called Rex Monday.
Won't get the people by
That is the return of EMF. Good memories of seeing EMF at the Pink Toothbrush in Rayleigh, back at the height of their fame. But they are back with a new one there called Hello People. And that's going to be on a new album called The Beauty and the Chaos, which is out on January the 26th. Now, album of the week this week, and there is quite a few albums out this week, comes from Sprints from Dublin. It is their debut album, and it is very much a rock album. I usually play two tracks from these albums of the week, but for some reason, one track has got lost in the system, so it's just going to be one tonight. If you like Mysterines and Hole, grunge scene, you will like this album a lot. It's on the City Slang label, which did put out records actually by Hole back in the 90s. So this is Sprints and a single from the album, Adore, Adore, Adore. And yeah, check out the album. They're going for a top 10 with this one, and it's called Letter to Self.
Everything you wish you had, or am I everything you detest? Or do you adore me? Am I everything you wish you had? Is the taste of my skin on your tongue turned bad?
That's a new one there from Moonlight Parade, and that's called Strange Times. Here's another track from the forthcoming Ducks Limited album. They're from Toronto, and the album is dropping on February the 9th, called Harm's Way. And this is called Train Full of Gasoline.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.